from history. But to go back to my sole correspondent, I replied that he needn't worry about entertaining his daughter, since there was no prospect at all of a return to the old, still and silent Sunday. Instead, we have a half-baked sort of day. Towards the end of the 19th century, Sunday gradually became part of a leisure package called the weekend, which was at first the week end, hyphenated. But Sunday is surely not the equal of Saturday. Our commercialised Sunday is to me like a naturally gloomy man trying his unconvincing best to join in with the fun at a social function. Whether you regard Sunday as the first day of the week, as in Christianity, or the last, as in Judaism, the working week follows, and so Sunday is a precipitous day. Compared to carefree Saturday, Sunday is perpetually distracted, has something on its mind. It is a punctuation point in the week, and I regret that we no longer acknowledge the fact.
That was Andrew Martin reading his final essay in the series England Ejects, a series produced by Duncan Minchell and first broadcast earlier this year. And all editions of the essay are available to download from the Radio 3 website. 11 o'clock now, time for World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
And 25 years ago, next year, we were celebrating the release of Nelson Mandela, the reuniting of Germany, East and West, the breakthrough of the Channel Tunnel. And these guys were getting set to make a big impression on the world. Happy anniversary to Tariff to Hajduks. The Fields Are Blooming by, to many, the gypsy band, the Romanian Lautari musicians of Tarafta Haiduks, who till then had made their living playing for their village's celebrations and commemorations, weddings, funerals, harvests. But then Tarafta Haiduks were formed, bringing in exotic flavours such as the foreign accordion, urban cabaret and Turkish melodies and rhythms. They went on to worldwide success, gaining celebrity fans, including Johnny Depp, and they celebrate their 25 years, starting in January with the launch of the new album of Lovers, Gamblers and Parachute Skirts, and a showcase gig at Celtic Connections on the 24th of January in Glasgow. Well, add to the Romanian and Turkish influences a little of the West from Germany and the Netherlands, and you have tonight's session guests here on World on 3, Arifa. And there's music too from veteran Buenavistan Amara Portuondo, Shondorgo, Casimadi Diabati, and traditional Irish icon Etna Niolachin. We'll also be playing Arifa's heritage track, something that means a lot to the band's musical lives. And we'll be delving into the rich storehouse that is the BBC's Radio World Music Archive, heading for Uganda tonight. Well, this next album is something of a remarkable story, courtesy of label Mice & Discos. Now, I just mentioned Omara Portuondo, but this is a lady making her album debut in her 70s. Donna Onetti grew up on the banks of the Amazon in Brazil, studying her musical traditions in university and going on to be the local secretary of culture in her hometown of Igapare-Mire. En route, she was writing all the time, upwards of 300 original songs, but never recorded. And it was only in retirement that she was kind of discovered. She essentially moved in next door to the band Coletivo Radio Sipo, and they heard her by accident at a local party. They were blown away by the songs and the singer, and with a bit of persuasion, she was drawn into the studio to record some of those songs that started off life being sung to the Amazonian river dolphins. Here then is the youthful septuagenarian Donna Onetti with Carimbo Chamegado, where she describes the rhythms of Carimbo as a bit of a rascal and an irresistible blend of all the influences that has been found in Afro-Latin Brazil.
Que carimbó é esse de pau que maneiro, gostoso, brejeiro, de onde é que tu vem? Vindo baixo Tocantins pra tocar aqui em Belém. Tocantins.
I won't be back till fall. No, Lord, Lord, going away, baby, won't be back till fall. If I find me a good man,
also known as Easy Rider. The CC Rider Blues has seen over 100 recorded versions way back since Ma Rainey debuted it in the 20s. Elvis, Lead Belly, Peggy Lee, they've all had a go at it. But the version that many look on as the definitive R&B performance is that of Bee Boos, a star of the 40s who hit the number one spot on the Harlem Hit Parade at the time. The precursor then to the R&B charts. And this latest compilation from the excellent Rhythm and Blues label brings together four albums worth of music from that early 40s era, when the various threads in the DNA were just about to coalesce into something clearly defined as R&B. Before that was the Amazonian veteran Donna Onetti, absolutely fabulous. And we'll hear from another doyen later on in the show, with Buena Vista's Omara Portuondo still up for a foray into the studio. Well, since we finished there in America, let's have a track next from the Dublin-born Susan McEwan, now settled back in Ireland after an American-based career that's seen her collaborate with Pete Seeger, Natalie Merchant, and back in 2006, the Klezmatics. They made a Grammy-winning exploration of the urban side of the Dust Bowl troubadour Woody Guthrie and his Coney Island years in the album Wonder Wheel. Back home now, she may be, but this new album is firmly a delving into American roots, as we'll hear with this one, Lullaby of Manhattan.
It's breaking hail, the air.
One of the bright lights of up-and-coming folk. From her Radio 2 Young Folk Award beginnings, Siobhan Miller has always been a winning presence on stage. She takes the trad songs as a whole package, where they're from, who they're from. She makes them her own. And we heard her also most recently in a kind of transitional role, I suppose, with the excellent Scottish band Salthouse. And this new album of contemporary songs, produced by the writer, of Breaking the Law, Love and Money's James Grant. Well, it's a kind of natural extension of that path, I suppose. Although Siobhan says that by no means has she turned her back on the tradition itself. The album is out on Vertical Records and she'll be playing Celtic Connections, supporting Chris Teeley's Punch Brothers in the main auditorium of the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow on January the 23rd. But here, just now, on World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, it's time for live music. And tonight, that comes from the Netherlands-based quartet Arifa, over in the UK, appearing at the London Jazz Festival and a couple of other lovely gigs, and rounding off this mini-tour with a visit to Broadcasting House. A bridge of sounds between the Orient and Occident is how they describe their music. So let's listen to that bridge and then find out a little more about how that crossing was built. Starting out with Secret Poetry. A beautiful start to the session there. Arifa playing live on World on 3, starting out with Secret Poetry there. The quartet are very definitely, as you can hear there, East meets West for sure. Romania, Greece, Turkey, Holland, Germany. But the mix of instruments is intriguing too. And as the four lads come and join me around the table, I'll introduce you to Alex Simu on sax and clarinet and laptop. Michalis Cholevas, we're going to come back to you. Franz von Schossi on piano and Shahan Düring on a wonderful array of Afro-Anatolian percussion over there. But Michalis, the first question goes to you because the lead voice in that first track, Secret Poetry, is this beautiful sound of an instrument you call the tarhu, but that in itself is a mixture. Tell us about it.
Well, the tarhu is a newly invented instrument, and the name comes from two other instruments, the Persian tar and Chinese erhu, so together you blend tar and erhu, it makes tarhu. The instrument has some other ideas embedded as well. I'm not going to go in details, right? The maker is an Australian named Peter Biffin. He's a Yaeli tambour player. He was a Yaeli tambour player. That's the ancestor of this instrument, in a sense. Alex presents that often as an oriental cello. It sings. Yeah,
it's great. So, Alex, how do the four of you, with such diverse musical backgrounds, come to play as Arifa?
I think it's the hand of faith. You know, I mean, besides our love for music, we share something very uncommon, and that is that we're all left-handed. So probably the universe of music and of left-handed people has brought us together in Amsterdam so that we start making music. But in practice, already for 10 years, Shaheen and Franz have been working together in Amsterdam. We had a previous band before Arifa, a band called Tarana. And then 9 years ago, I joined them. And slowly we were evolving, and we realized we need to go into a more chamber music-like setting. And since the springtime of this year, Michalis has joined us.
And what was the thinking behind this kind of the sensibility of being a kind of chamber, a world music chamber ensemble?
Various aspects. I mean, the philosophy of our music begins right there. We are trying to blend elements from both Orient and Occident. So we take tiny, very tiny particles of melodies, rhythms, modes, scales, and we blend them together. And for that, we needed also an acoustic environment which can reflect and let the audience experience all that. Because sometimes, I mean, going for a huge stage through the amplification, you can lose a lot of colors and details. So that's why we also think a bit, yes, why not chamber music?
And the gigs, Franz, that you had here this week, as well as the Jazz Festival, I suppose you had a kind of perfect setting when you went up to, was it Oxford? You went for a particular gig.
Yeah, we played at a Trinity Chapel at Trinity College. Yeah, it was very intimate setting, especially after having played at the London Jazz Festival at the Purcell Room. Quite different, but very nice to play. We had candle lights on, almost no amplification. The audience very close to us, so it was a very nice atmosphere.
Perfect, mm. Perfect. Shaheen, tell us about the name of the band.
The name of the band is a word which exists in Turkey, in Farsi, Iran, and Arabic. Arifa stands for female beauty and wisdom. And in Turkey also they use it for, it's also a name for male, it's called Arif, and for female, it's Arifa.
So let's have some more music. Tell me a little bit about this next one, which again is Anatolian alchemy. So again, it's hinting at a blend of things going on.
Anatolian alchemy is also the title of our last release album, and it features actually the song. If you follow it, it has two parts. One is the oriental part, let's say, and then it goes to the occident. It's, if you imagine crossing the bridge in Istanbul over the Bosphorus.
Of course.
So all that is, you will find it mirrored in Anatolian Alchemy.
Well, the other lads have taken their place behind their instruments. I'll let Alex go and get set up behind the clarinet and the saxophone there as we listen to Aretha. Award winners, both albums in 2010 and 2012, the top world music album in the Netherlands with each release. And we're going to carry on then with this next set, which is called Anatolian Alchemy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Arifa playing live here in the Broadcasting House studio for World on 3. More to come from themselves later on in the show, and they'll also be sharing their heritage track by Kurdish singer Aynur Dogan. To a fantastic family band now. They'll be joining us in session next week. A band who champion the tambura, a family of mandolins that give a completely different twist to Hungarian music. The instrument itself may well have originated in Turkey, eventually working its way up the Danube with communities fleeing the expansion of the Ottoman Empire. But although the Shondorgo guys grew up on the banks of that great river, their richly varied family background of Croatian, South Slav, Austrian, Ukrainian and Jewish roots seem to be a great illustration of the melting pot nature of the region. The music on the new album comes partly from the collecting of Bela Bartok and local hero ethnographer Tihamir Vucic, but there's room too for the band's own compositions and reworkings, including this one, Kolovodja, from Tamburoket, Hungarian Fireworks. The last outing for the voice of Bosnian Sevda singer Amira Medudjanin was on World on 3. It was an understated but very beautiful duo album with accordionist and producer Merima Kluko. But that song from Montenegro, a girl asking her mother to acknowledge her death and let her community watch her sail off into the next world, that appears on Amira's new solo album, Silk and Stone, on the World Village label. Before that, the Hungarian brothers Shondorgo from their new album Tambu Rocket on Tugboat Records, and remember, they'll be joining us in session next week here on World on 3. Well, we heard earlier from Donna Onetti making her recording debut at 70-something, and we'll hear shortly from one of her near contemporaries, although Omara Portuondo, of course, has a long recording career behind her, and she's still up for recording. The musician's still apparent behind the older voice. But first, let's set the scene with the sounds of Havana in the 50s, when Abelardo Barroso and his Orquesta Sensacion were in the ascendancy, both in Cuba, and did they but know it at the time, in West Africa, where the voice of the man dubbed the Cuban Caruso can still be heard being played today. World Circuit have brought together some of his classic recordings for Poquito Records, one of Cuba's first independent labels, and they've named the collection for one of the dance crazes of the time, Cha-Cha-Cha. And the song, Macarena, well, it's inspired by Maria Calvo Nodarse, the first woman in Cuba ever to hold a driving licence. Hence the references to Gasolina.
Ponme la mano aquí, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, ponme la mano aquí, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, ponme la mano aquí, Macarena, pon, pon, Macarena, pon.
Con una vecina que me tiene alborotado, yo conozco una vecina que me tiene alborotado, me enteré que en los paraos le llaman la Macarena, Corina,
ponme la mano aquí, Macarena,
que me duele, Macarena,
ponme la mano aquí, Macarena,
que me muero, Macarena,
ponme la mano aquí, Macarena.
Ella gasta gasolina en su carro colorado. Ella gasta gasolina en su carro colorado. Y sigue con el tumbao que ya la gran Macarena, Corina.
Ponme la mano aquí, Macarena. 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 Macarena.
Cuando te encontré, qué emoción sintió mi corazón. Le hiciste estremecer y suspiró por ti. Cuando te besé, qué emoción sintió mi corazón. Extraña sensación sentí dentro de mí. Cuando te estreché entre mis brazos, cuántas cosas nos dijimos. Qué emoción sentimos los dos, tanto tú como yo. Cuando te encontré, qué emoción sintió mi corazón. Y no quiero pensar que te olvides de mí. Entre mis brazos, cuántas cosas nos dijimos. Emoción sentimos los dos, tanto tú como yo. Cuando te encontré, qué emoción sintió mi corazón. Y no quiero que te olvides de mí, que te olvides de mí, que te olvides de mí.
I want to be able to sing like that in my 70s. 50s Havana, the original and revisited. First was Abelardo Barroso and Macarena, followed by Omara Portuondo, the last surviving original member of the Buena Vista Social Club, revisiting her 1958 debut recordings, Magia Negra, in the studio in 2014. And that was Que Emocion by the Cuban pianist and composer Orlando de la Rosa. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where my studio guests for the evening are Afira from the Netherlands, and they'll be playing again in a short while. But first, I'm going to play something that belongs to, well, their background. We've been asking, if you remember, bands to bring in a heritage track, a piece of music that's significant to them for a particular reason. And the Afira lads have picked something really interesting. And Alex is here beside me while the other guys set up. Alex, tell me about Aynur Dogan and why you've picked this particular track.
It was not an easy choice, since we have so many influences and great artists that we love. Yet there's something really special with Aynur, and we were privileged to collaborate with her. Actually, Shaheen had the chance to collaborate with her, and she was invited on Shaheen's record called Afro-Anatolian Tales before Aynur launched her first record. So he had a close contact. And later on, about 3 years ago, we had the chance to invite her to perform with Arifa in Amsterdam. And it is something so intense and so organic about her voice.
Her own background is very interesting, being Kurdish and having moved to Istanbul to escape the troubles in her homeland. And that first album this album here ended up being banned in certain parts of Turkey for inciting women to run for the hills and so on. So I suppose it's not surprising that there would be this intensity to her music.
Yeah, I mean, this level of making music goes beyond cultures, beyond frontiers, beyond languages. None of us can speak or understand Kurdish, yet we can feel the message when she sings. As well, if she sings Turkish, it's the same sensation. She is so dedicated, and it's really a source of inspiration for us.
Well, let's listen just now then to Aynur Dogan and Ahmedo from the album Gece Kurdan.
Ahmedo, aroni, heyran tüne miri. Çıga çivinga
Intensity indeed, Ahmedo by Aynur Dogan from Keçe Kurdam, the heritage track choice of Arifa, our live session guests tonight. And there's more from the archive to come when we'll be delving into the Radio 3 World Music Vaults to pick out one of the gems there. But I think we should have some live music now. And Arifa are all set to go once more. So let's hear them this time, carrying on with a Dacian tale.
Thank you.
Arifa en route back to the Netherlands by way of a live session here in Broadcasting House for World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. We have the quartet here, Alex Simo from Romania, Michalis Cholevas from Greece, Franz von Schossi from Germany and Shahin Düring from Turkey and Holland. And Franz, since you're first fastest across the studio here, I was talking with a couple of you just between tracks a little earlier on. You've just been at the Jazz Festival. You've won awards for world music. How does a band with such varied influences respond to concepts that try to take in very broad ideas like jazz or world music? How do you regard yourselves in those kind of worlds?
Well, I'm not such a big fan of or putting music into different drawers. For me, there's good music and bad music. And I like to have influences from all the good music there is, and I don't really care which style it is put into. So that's how I think about music.
So, Michalis, when you start working on a new piece of music coming together, how does that process work? Is there always an easy common ground to find, or tell us.
Not at all. I think that the easy ways usually lead to superficial blends, and that's not what we are trying to do. So there is sometimes struggle. There is time that we need to process and to mutually understand each other and to learn from each other, because we are trying to blend things that are coming from seemingly distant traditions. That doesn't happen in one day. So we take our time to experiment, to understand each other, to explain to each other, to adapt to each other. And many times beautiful things come out.
And Shahin, over that time that you've taken to get to know each other's music and what that's all about, have you found that there are kind of not the easy points, like you say, Michalis, but points at which you know that there's a kind of safe haven, that you know that there's going to be a point where you can all run down the same path?
Yes, but generally we try to get each other out of the comfort zone, I think.
You've also embarked on a project that's going to be going into 2015. This is obviously an instrumental quartet, but you're going to be working with voices in the new year, with Voices from the Silk Road. Tell me a little bit about this project coming up.
This project started already, so we already performed this year in February, and it was an idea which Shahin had for a really long time, to have, besides Arifa, real versions with us on stage of Arifas, so that they would embody the philosophy of our music. So for that, we invited three amazing, gorgeous, talented guests, one from Iran, one from China, and one from Bulgaria.
And this is how you sold it to them, you said,
yeah, yes.
Arifas.
Well, I don't know, yeah, no, anything about that, but we...
No, we didn't actually tell them, but they figured out later on.
Okay.
On the way. But all of them, they sing, and they as well play a traditional instrument from their countries. So Arhu, Kamanche, and Gadulka. So all that resulted in a great, even bigger challenge to blend 7, 8, 9, 10 cultures, each one of them writing with different letters and reading music with different systems.
Yeah, that's a bit of a mind bend. But did you find your music shifting significantly then to accommodate these new voices?
Well, it was like Michalis mentioned earlier, it was a process of getting to know each other, and I think it opened yet a new dimension, having the voice and voices more of them in the same time. And there are also moments of poetry and moments of dialogue between them, and that already you can listen to it or see it online.
Well, we'll look forward to finding out more about that in the coming months, but we'll have some more from you guys in the studio just now. Do you want to tell me about this last number?
This last number, we actually discovered it in the project with Voices from the East, and it's a traditional Bulgarian song called Provode Ivan za Rada, which means Ivan called for Rada. Ivan is a guy, and Rada is probably his lover or wife. And we turned this song from a traditional perspective to our own way of playing music.
Thanks very much. Well, Alex, I'll let you get set up with the rest of Arifa there. And if you want to find out more about the band and the Voices from the East project, if you head to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to World on 3, we'll have all the links up there, as well, of course, as all the details on tonight's playlist, including their heritage track from Einar Dogan, and also from the BBC Radio World Music Vaults. And we're going to be delving into Uganda a little later on. But for the moment, we'll have Provode Ivan za Rada.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Arifa, to Alex, Michalis, France and Shaheen. And do check them out online. And of course, also that Voices from the East project, as Alex mentioned there. Now, Aetna Ní Ollachán had one of the most beautiful voices in Irish music, steeped in the bilingual traditions of South Ulster. And along with fiddler husband Gerry O'Connor and Breton guitarist Gilles Lebigo, part of the glorious sound of Walloo, who recorded some of my favourite songs of all time. It was a huge loss to family, friends and music when Aetna passed away not long after the final recordings that she had made got together in the studio. And it's a joy to see the recordings finally being released as an album. It's a perfect tribute and I know a labour of love by Gerry, son Donal, sister Porrigin and many others. 15 years on, this is Aetna with a song that brings together in the one set of verses the two languages of the album Bilingua. Tam cora of imimunar imali, I am weary from lying alone.
Thank you.
Etnia Niolachan, the most delicate voice with the most powerful core. Bilingua is released on the venerable Irish language label that issued her first recording, Squealin. In a couple of weeks' time, here in World on Three, when Lopa Kotari is in the chair, F-Roots magazine will be making their annual announcement live on the show of the winners of this year's F-Roots Awards. The shortlists are out, and you can see the Critics' Poll nominations on the F-Roots website for the three categories: Album of the Year, which includes Shondorgo, amongst others, Best Packaged Album, an award that loves the fact that the hard copy article in your paw is still a work of art to love and own in a download world, and the reissue or compilation album of the year. This year, the nominations include Real World's 25-year anniversary collection, Scots icon Martin Bennett's last great album, Grit, marking 10 years since his premature passing, and this one, a celebration of Mali's Les Ambassadeurs, a gathering of musical ambassadors from various countries around West Africa who were part of the musical voice of a nascent independent Mali, and who, with the likes of Moussa Sissoko, Idrissa Soumaoro, and the rival rail band defector Salif Keita, were to become one of the greatest bands of the era. The double album collection on Stearns is a history of the band, going right back to the first 1975 singles, including this, with Salif taking the lead in Bolola Sanu. Even if you don't give me silver and gold, give me something of you. Give me memories.
Thank you. Labusa mo ba kanu labusa ye bolo bolo ro. Labusa mo ko sebe kanu labusa ye bolo bolo ro. Ah jamalio ayena me. Lagina jamalio. Mali jamario, kwariwari jamario, aine yedi name. Yakumala njadi kebere, abu koita. Lagine abu, kwariwari aru miwelela. Alambe abu maum, abu koita, bala koita de. Sila mozori deli yeni yalaji Abu naru gamu nekiye mgamu divye Abarika ilaka nuna sanko nisho Nabila jiki barika laye Ilaka nubarika laye Iye nekazi kanu kabe imanye Amo kanu barika laye la misola sijani kemi yala Ya
yania villa de una yañara.
Tomorrow from Kasimadi Diabaté, whose beautiful album Kirike is produced by French cellist Vincent Segal. And the Malian singer is in session with Keris Matthews over on Six Music tomorrow morning. That's Sunday at 10 o'clock. And Ian Anderson, editor of F-Roots magazine, joins Lopa in the studio here on the 5th of December to make the official announcement on the winners of this year's F-Roots Critics Poll. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where we're going to be visiting the BBC Radio World Music Archive on a regular basis, a remarkably rich collection of recordings, often of music that you would never hear otherwise. It would never make it to a commercial recording. And tonight, we're going to hear the Nyakimembe village musicians from northeast Uganda, where the most amazing instrument they play is an mbaya, a xylophone dug into a big pit so that the earth itself is the instrument's resonator. Thank you. And you can rummage through the many amazing delights of the Radio 3 World Music Archive by heading for the Radio 3 website, where you'll also find all the information on tonight's playlist. Thanks to all on the show tonight, Arifa, to James Birtwistle, Paul Wones and Martin Webb in the studio, and to producer Roger Short as ever. We go out with an Irish singer and flautist who grew up in the same musically rich area of Dundalk as Eithne Ní Ollchán, the inveterate musical explorer Nuala Kennedy, this time teaming up with John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary in the shadow of Knocknarea in County Sligo, traditionally the resting place of the beautiful warrior Queen Maeve and location for the rehearsals that were to lead to this recording by the Alt. I leave you till next week with Eamon, John, Nuala and Willie Angler. Good night.
As I was walking down by Ann Mill Town to view the fair valleys that did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Ban. Time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's commands I met with my love by the banks of the Ban. Stepped up beside her, and this I did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Ban. Being a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Ban. Come all you young maidens, take a warning by me. Never go walking at one, two or three. Never go walking so late if you can, or you'll meet Willie Angler by the banks of the Ban.
Ulla Kennedy, Eamon O'Leary and John Doyle, the Alt. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Haydn and his one-time pupil Beethoven in this opening concert. It's one the Luxembourg Philharmonic gave, conducted by Richard Egar at the Philharmonie in Luxembourg in March 2014. Beethoven's Eighth Symphony and the Haydn Trumpet Concerto are to come. As for this first piece, when Haydn came to London in the 1790s, they called him the Shakespeare of music, and the adulation must have been partly responsible for the marvels of his final 12 symphonies, all of them written for or first performed in London. This is Haydn's symphonic grand finale, his symphony number 104.